Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills with Microsoft. I do Windows Server Marketing, and I'm joined today by Steve McMaster from Dell. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
All right. Great. Thank you for joining us here. It's going to be a good conversation we're going to have here because we get to talk about hybrid cloud. That's what everybody's talking about these days. So before we get too far into it, Steve, can you tell us what you do at Dell?
Sure. Dell EMC.
Thank you,
exactly. So largest merger in history. We're 90 days into it. Things are like a rocket right now. Things are exciting. I have global technical alliances supporting Microsoft and complex solutions. And what that means is I probably spend almost 100% of my cycles on Azure and hybrid cloud. So from the great big complex cloud platform system to the up-and-coming Azure stack, and then the things that we'll be talking about, the fast start to details here regarding simple server connectivity into Azure and all that detail.
Okay, good. Sounds fun. So I may slip up a little bit and call you Dell, but I always mean Dell EMC. So I will do my best to break that habit. So can you give us just a high-level overview of Dell EMC's cloud strategy?
Yeah, you betcha. The reality is it comes down to customer choice and enabling what's the right solution for customers holistically. There's a number of partners that we work with, not just my favorite nation partner of Microsoft, but we work with a number of different cloud technologies and solutions from VMware and OpenStack, and then very importantly from a Microsoft perspective on enabling resources and having competitive solutions in market. That addresses that wide portfolio of cloud needs, that addresses a huge focus around hybrid cloud. And what we're realizing is for most customers, it's not all dialed to one direction or the other. Very few customers are exclusively looking at it on-premises, where Dell has had a lion's share of focus for the last 30 years. But nor do we see customers moving 100% to public cloud either. There's a number of reasons for that. Latency, compliance requirements within certain verticals. So for almost every customer we're talking to, definitely over 80%, the hybrid story is the resonance. And Microsoft is actually advantaged there, and I'm sure we'll talk quite a bit more about that.
Great. Thank you for that. So, right, we're seeing the same thing. I mean, people these days, they want to talk about hybrid cloud. They don't want to be pigeonholed into all cloud or all on-prem, but they really want to be thinking about that next workload, where should I put it? And it's really cool that you guys are thinking about that and thinking about offerings for customers. But before we get to your offerings, can we just talk about hybrid cloud a little bit, just hybrid cloud? So when you say hybrid cloud, what does it mean to you, and why do you think it's important for customers to understand what it is and move in that direction?
Yeah, and I think it's the differentiation point that Microsoft has in the industry today. So our definition of hybrid cloud is being able to consume public and private cloud in a hybrid nature. And when we look at it from a Microsoft competitive point of view, there are some things we see in the industry, specifically on the public cloud perspective, where hybrid is a very difficult thing to achieve. AWS, Google Cloud, those are almost exclusively public cloud solutions. There's some things that have been announced recently where VMware and AWS working in partnership, but honestly, when you start looking at it, it isn't hybrid cloud to the way that Microsoft is working with Azure and being able to do some of the consistency state of being able to do common management and interface between public and private definitions of the cloud. And that's getting a lot better as we're proceeding on more capabilities with Azure, the upcoming Azure Stack solution, to where I can manage that infrastructure, whether public or private, with one learning, one common pane of glass, one common tool, and I don't have that differentiation point of having to learn two completely separate technologies, one for public and one for private. And it's a pretty significant advantage Microsoft is enjoying right now.
Thank you. Yes, I agree with you. I think we are enjoying that advantage. I think a lot of people don't really they don't think about it like that. They think about it like, well, I have a lot of cloud choices. I could use Azure, or I could use AWS, or I could use Google, and it all is going to work with my on-prem stuff. But that's not necessarily 100% correct, because you know, Microsoft has Windows Server 2016 now, which is a cloud-ready operating system, ready to connect to the cloud, and we have the ability to you know, run workloads in Azure, run them on-prem, license both by core now with the new Windows Server 2016 licensing, and have really seamless integration between the two so that you can have that single pane of glass and that single learning to be able to operate in both places. So let's talk about some of the offerings that Dell has in this space, and specifically the Fast Start bundles. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, happy to. So, like I mentioned, you know, Dell has a long history of selling hardware and server infrastructure. And I remember 10 years ago when virtualization first came out, it was such a big deal, this idea of the mindset change of traditional revenue units and margin, and now all of a sudden this virtualization thing, and it was going to make our units go down. As we're looking to the technology changes with cloud, there's some Chicken Little concerns around an on-prem story, but the reality is Dell and Dell EMC has been very aggressively embracing not only the technology from 10 years ago with virtualization, but the idea of hybrid cloud infrastructure, because we find that for a lot of customers there is a need for a server behind the firewall with proprietary data for whatever that reason is, but also the need to take advantage of some of the Azure services that are out there. Specifically from a business continuity perspective, that's where we see the beachhead of most of these engagements occurring, where the capabilities of me leveraging Azure Backup, Azure Site Recovery, some of the other options regarding dev test platforms, and truly starting to get some business continuity goodness. Those are things that are all enabled today, and we have a number of different bundles that not only have a solution that addresses the true hybrid story between public and private, but also takes advantages of the cost goodness that you see with cloud. So in other words, it's not just a CapEx expenditure or writing a big check for a server. Now it's deferred payment options for as low as $100 a month. We can do consumption-based or other alternative deferred payment options to where I get the advantage of the price good guy that makes me want to go to cloud, but I still have the hybrid capabilities of addressing compliance and security or proprietary data or whatever requires me to have something on-prem, but still have the capabilities of consumption modalities with all these Azure titles as well. So we feel it's a very compelling and differentiated solution specifically against competition that we see out there. Now, one other point I want to call out, we're making it more and more easy for customers to consume this. So I know Dell was first to market. I think we're still the only ones to where you can actually go out to Dell.com, build a server, let's say a pretty standard R630 server, and there is a button there to where you can actually click the button and say, I want to consume Azure Backup and supporting this infrastructure. So it's all there at the easy point of sale. I click the button, I engage it, and if there's deferred payment things that I need to address, I can address those with the Dell account team as well. So again, that's all around customer choice, customer enablement, trying to make this as easy as possible to have a true consistent Azure good guy around a hybrid cloud point of view.
Nice. So you're touching on a lot of good stuff there.
Yep.
Deferred payment is one of them. With the new Fast Start hybrid bundles that you guys are offering, people are able to pay by the month for on-prem hardware. So plus Azure, plus onboarding services. So that's a big deal, because historically it's been like, well, if you want to buy some on-prem hardware, you write a big check, like you said. Mm-hmm. But people like the flexibility of pay-as-you-go. So this is really the best of both worlds. So can you tell us, like, what's included in the hybrid Fast Start bundles that you guys are offering? When I buy those bundles, what do I get?
So not only do you get the hardware and the white glove services of engagement regarding setting up those Azure titles that the customer decides to enable, but it's the enablement features about turning that on, of having a billing mechanism that's easy for the customer to consume. The Azure titles are based off a consumption base, so the more you use, you're billed accordingly. And alternatively, if you decide to start dialing that down, that bill goes down as well. And then also the capabilities regarding the deferred payment. And of course, it depends on the size and the complexity of the server that you're looking at. So I mentioned this as low as around $100. If you want to do a great big beefy server or multiple servers and taking advantage of that, of course, the pricing would reflect that as well. And again, what we do is we do have a very white glove interaction with our customers regarding the enablement features and services around that activation. So for a lot of customers, digesting and starting to use resources around Azure is very likely a new experience. And there's probably more questions than they're even thinking of asking. And what we do is once that initial engagement happens, or even if you order it at Dell.com online and click that button, the Dell services team will reach out to you and start talking about how that enablement will occur, how that billing modality will be done, how you can use the activation for that, and how you can take advantage of all these features.
Nice. Okay, so let me get this straight. So you've got these pre-configured hardware bundles.
Yes.
Plus you've got Windows Server 2016 pre-installed.
Right? And CALS to go with that too. It's not just the server. Yep.
Okay, so I've got the server, I've got the operating system pre-installed, I've got CALS bundled with it.
That's right.
I've got Azure services bundled with it as well.
Yes.
I get white glove set up from the Dell Azure specialist.
Yes.
And the flexible easy payment.
And a differentiated model of consumption versus what you find with non-Microsoft competing products. So again, we find that this is very advantage versus the pure public cloud solutions, or even only the private cloud solutions that we see as well. So you're getting the best of both worlds and all the capabilities around a hybrid experience made real.
Okay, nice. Well, tell me this. Why would someone buy this instead of all the other stuff that they could buy? I mean, there's a lot of offerings out there from a lot of different companies. And why did you guys decide to build these bundles, and why do you think this is going to be the best option over all the other options that people have out there?
Well, and recognize that the bundles that we're talking about are really geared towards small businesses, to where this, for most of them, this is new. And we're trying to make this easy and comfortable in a way that you can do that consumption modality based off your need. Like I mentioned earlier, we're finding very few that are 100% one way or 100% the other regarding public and private. So we're trying to make that easy lift to where customers can still do the OS and system center and management infrastructure for managing infrastructure that they're used to using, and also an easy way to digest those Azure services. Now, for some customers, they might want to go way bigger. And for those customers that are looking at, you know, $100,000 price point with tons and tons of virtual machines, there are solutions that address that. But this solution is really geared towards the entry-level, small, medium business, to where they're needing help. There's, like I said a minute ago, there's more questions than they probably even realize that they need to ask. And we're trying to use a great big easy button as best as we can to make that transition painless and something that shows immediate value to the customer.
Nice. Nice. Well, I appreciate the partnership. Dell EMC has been a great partner for us for many years. You guys do an awesome job of pre-installing the operating system, getting it ready for people, putting more options in it than anyone else, adding in the Hyper-V in the factory if people want that. So you guys, I know, are very advanced, world-class in the way that you are able to pre-install and configure Windows Server, and you've just been a great partner over the years, so I want to thank you for that.
And we appreciate that. We continue to look forward to all these neat things that are coming downstream over the next couple of years and the interaction with Dell EMC and Microsoft. There's some exciting times happening around hybrid cloud. Really,
right.
Really giddy about it.
I can tell you're bubbling over with excitement.
Bubbling over, yes.
That's right.
Yeah, all the cool things that's coming in the next calendar year regarding hybrid cloud. This is a pretty exciting time to be in the IT world.
Okay, cool. Well, if people want to find out more about these bundles and more about Dell's hybrid cloud offerings, where should they go?
Well, a very easy thing to do is dell.com/get Azure. So that'll give you a quick overview of the offering. Of course, always feel free to reach out to your Dell account team. Many of the accounts that are probably watching this, you very likely do have an assigned Dell account manager, so feel free to ask them any questions on that. That's probably the best way to go. You can go out to Dell.com and start doing builds of servers, and then, like I said, there's the option to click on digesting the Azure backup piece, and there's some details within that as well. But if you're just looking for one-stop shop, Dell.com/get Azure is probably the best immediate place to go.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time today, Steve. It's been great having you on the show. And
sure.
Everyone out there, be sure to check out dell.com/get Azure. We'll see you next time on OEM TV.
Thank you.